Okay, Priya, I think. You know, in my younger days as a Krishna devotee, many of us, I guess, much this way, that this world is a useless mess. Everything going on here, people, what they're doing, it's useless. Materialistic. Illusory and so on. And that the only place, the only way where anything at all was real and meaningful and so on was within the Krishna conscious movement and so on. But nowadays I see it differently. Look at this world, things going on as usual, or maybe sometimes not as usual, but basically people are born as little kids, growing up, learning, going through all that. Figuring out life and what it's all about, and girl meets boy, boy meets girl, or whatever, and make family, little kids coming there again. And how in all these difficulties that we may go through in all this, we're all pretty much the same, aren't we? We look for love. I mean, we want to be good, don't we? We want our children the best. We take care of them, we feed them there. Daily food, and give them their clothes, and try to make them happy and equipped for life. We care about each other. And this way it goes on. They grow up and so on. And that's nice, isn't it? is beautiful, I think. Because that's what life is. Of course, there are all these dark and dirty and evil and whatever stuff going on too. But I would say even more fundamentally, basically, that's what life is about, and that we all like. We don't like, we don't want all the evil and the pain and the mess and the fighting and all of that. Those things are disturbances. Something is not going the way we want it or should, the way it should. And well, we know how life should be, how we want it. And I would say that's how, that's what life is nice, really. We just need to learn to deal with it better and to make it work out better. But we have our good intentions, I think. So this Krishna consciousness that we talk about, it's not there as some kind of replacement of life. But simply as a completion of life, a proper, real, and deeper and complete understanding of and living of life. So you just add that Krishna consciousness, which is a consciousness. It's not a some social thing or dress code or whatever. It is a consciousness not replacing everyone, everything else with a different material circumstance. But an awareness that then would make this life, wherever we are, whoever we are, work out for us. Become harmonious, happy, loving, all that which we want. And as Bhaktivinoda said, you don't need to leave. Stop doing what you're doing, go somewhere else. You can stay where you are, live the life you live, but add Krishna to it. And I am these days traveling around, little mini vacation, visiting old friends, devotees, who are now, you know, used to live in the temple, and we used to live there together. And now they're living here and there, across the country. And I'm happy to see that most, well, those that I meet are well situated, have a nice home, have a nice job, have a nice, you know, some nice friends, and still they have Krishna in their heart. It feels normal now. It feels natural now. Not that we are just straining ourselves trying to be something that we think we are supposed to be, but maybe not really are yet, because we think that's the only way to be a good devotee, accepted, and the millions of little things we need to do and be. And because it's all about Krishna consciousness. We can relax, be ourselves, live our lives, whatever makes sense to us. Of course, as sattvic as we can, because that's what makes us happy. And that's good.